around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Going to get right into this. Great having all of you here with us today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. As the fastest 2 hours in travel continues now for hour two, it is just after 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, April 26th, 2025. And we're going to kick off these next 60 minutes of the program with week 266 of our National Communal Forum. So for all of you listening out there or new stations, as we continue to add, this is the segment of the show where we talk politics and local happenings. We can get into national matters impacting areas where we have local affiliates, travel and tourism. Certainly, you know, that factors in here. Simply put, this is our way to interact with the communities where this show is heard for real-time reports that you're simply not going to hear anywhere else. So we have three of our 600-plus affiliates holding on the line right now. Mary, who's with us today?
All right. Thanks, Robert. Let's welcome Paul Gardner, general manager with our longtime Maui affiliate in Hawaii, AM 1110 FM 96.7 and 103.9 HD4 KAOI Radio. We have Ann Ray, host and program coordinator with affiliate FM 98.9 WTOH Radio in Columbus, Ohio. And Dave Bernstein, host and program director with our Wenatchee, Washington affiliates, AM 560 and FM 101.7 KPQ Radio, and they're part of the Seattle DMA.
Well, that's a nice mix today, Mary. Hello, everyone, and welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Paul, listen, we're going to start with you today there on Maui since we have you up very early, all right? So, listen, we enjoyed having you on property for the big Let's Go America Tour Maui with us and our sons last October. I'm going to announce right now for the first time on the show that we'll be back on that beautiful island that we love so much again later this year and looking forward to seeing you again. So, I recall you sharing with us that you were involved for years with radio stations here on the mainland. I would enjoy, frankly, all of us would, how you're adjusting to life on Maui, right, and the new studios that you have there. Also, with tourism down on the island, share some reasons you think now is a good time for folks to plan a visit.
Well, first of all, aloha and welcome to back to Maui. It's a great time to come to Maui. The hotels are they're not empty. There's a lot of travel here. This is the middle of travel season right now. But the prices are down because there's not as many people coming to Maui as there have been. And it's beautiful. The weather's great, and it's just lovely here.
Well, how are you adjusting to life on Maui? Sounds like you're doing pretty well there.
You know, there are challenges with every move, Robert, but if you have to go someplace, it's snowing in my town of Elko, Nevada today, and it's 68 degrees this morning in Maui as the sun comes up over the Pacific.
Yeah, a little after 5 o'clock. Wow. Well, listen, we look forward to seeing you later. Again, congratulations there, Paul. Thanks.
Yeah, mahalo. Thank you. So, Dave, last time you joined us, I looked it up this morning, was back in 2022, and it was in December, and I recall that vividly because you talked about Leavenworth and how well they do Christmas. That's on my bucket list someday. So clearly your area loves a good celebration. You just kicked off the Washington State Apple Blossom Festival on Thursday, and, of course, Washington State is well known for its contributions to the apple industry. So give us an idea of what this festival offers for visitors.
Well, the Washington State Apple Blossom Festival, this is the 106th edition, so obviously quite a history. And, of course, this whole area, you know, Lake Chelan, about 30 miles to the north of us, Leavenworth certainly are tourist draws, but this 10-day festival gives Wenatchee and East Wenatchee a chance to shine. And we've got today, we've got a huge kids parade. It draws about 5,000 youngsters. It's one of the largest in the nation. And then next weekend, we'll finish up with a grand parade and food fairs, beer gardens, carnivals, all kinds of fun things going on. And, of course, side trips to Leavenworth and Chelan are easy to do from right here in Wenatchee during the festival.
Wow, Dave.
That's 10 days, exactly. You said, yeah. You got a lot going on there.
All right, so now on to Columbus, Ohio with Ann. Certainly that's an area of our country that has a big governor's election ahead later this year. So, Rudy, where do you want to go with Ann today?
Well, Ann, I went to Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, and for listeners who don't know, that's not Ohio State University, which is in Columbus.
No, it is not the Ohio State University.
And
the
OSU is much larger, but I use that airport for 4 years flying in and out of, and I know Columbus a bit. You've got a great zoo and aquarium, Franklin Park Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. Tell me what you tell people who come to visit Columbus you got to go see.
Well, I'll tell you, right now what you need to go see is all the wildflowers. This is just, this is the season. And we've got so many great parks and state parks. In fact, wildflowers are so big around here that the Ohio Department of Natural Resources actually does a wildflower bloom report every week.
Oh, God. There's also a German village there, isn't there, that I found quite charming. Do they still have the brick streets in there?
Yes. And I can tell you, not fun to drive down, but very nice to see.
Well, listen, I know, Mary, how much time you spent in Columbus?
I spent a good amount of time in my previous life with work in Columbus. Yeah, great city, and it's evolved a lot over the years.
And actually, and you may want to know, I was telling Rudy between the break that we saw a report this week that John Glenn Columbus International Airport is actually, for our survey that just came out, it is the airport, if you have the least amount of time to catch a flight, that's where you want to be, because you can get through that in less than 50 minutes. From what the report said. So I love seeing that. But here's the last question for all of you today. I want to know, and we'll go in the same order, so we'll go Paul, David, and Ann. When you travel, do you prefer beach, mountains, cities, or theme parks? Paul?
Wow, there's the question of the day. I've always enjoyed a little bit of sunshine. The beach has got to be it.
Yeah, and you're in a beautiful place for that, for sure. David, what about you when you travel? I mean, do you beach, mountains, cities, or theme parks?
Well, I'm from Southern California, so I'm a beach guy as well, living up here in central Washington State. And I'm probably heading to that beach in Maui, if you ask me.
Well, we'll be there in October. Come on down. You'll be on the show with Paul. We'll have a good time. Let's see if we can continue this going along. Now, Ann, what say you on that? Beach, mountains, cities, or theme parks?
Well, keep in mind that I'm in the middle of Ohio, so beaches for sure.
Yeah, well, we're loving this. I mean,
I'm with all three of you.
All right, so you know what, Paul? The good news is tourism is going to go up a little bit for you, clearly, based on what we've heard today for the beaches there. But great area. And
I want to say it's Wenatchee. So, Dave, I was so focused on getting your last name correct, Bernstein versus Bernstein. So it's Wenatchee, not Wenatchee. I introduced you as Wenatchee. Wenatchee. I want to make sure your listeners know I got it now.
Yeah, we get a lot of commercials sent to the radio station that say Wenatchee, so understood.
All right,
we
got
appreciate
it.
That.
Wenatchee.
Listen, all three of you, thank you very much for being part of today's National Communal Forum. We love being on your stations and interacting with the communities, and we couldn't do this program without you. So we hope you have a great weekend, and we will look forward to interacting again at some point soon. So thank you very much. Well, there we are. So
that was fun.
Beaches, just, right?
Yeah,
I'm
a beach person.
Well,
it's the only place I can truly relax, although I do love the mountains. Rudy, what do you prefer?
I prefer the mountains.
Yeah.
Mountains.
I thought so, yeah.
Now, see, I've never...
Yeah, mountains.
Well, you like to ski, so okay, that's interesting. All right. Well, we'll talk about this between the commercial break here. All right, after the sponsors break, everybody, the personal connection and America's 18th president come together. We are a show that talks everything and anything travel. We're going to do more of it in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Moms are always on the go, juggling work, family, and everything in between. This Mother's Day, treat her to Raycon's Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. She deserves a moment to relax, recharge, and enjoy her favorite music, podcasts, and calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and they're just half the price of other premium brands. Right now, get up to 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from HelixSleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. And with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They'll also let you try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. So take the 2-minute Helix Sleep Quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide, plus you'll get free shipping here in the U.S. helixsleep.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, coming off that NCF, you know, two of the three states where those affiliates are located, you know, they were not even part of the United States when Ulysses S. Grant was president. And if you're wondering which ones they were, Washington State and Hawaii, why am I mentioning America's 18th Commander-in-Chief, folks? Well, his great-great-grandson is about to join us for the personal connection, and we're sponsored by Seabourn.
And soon we're going to share how you can travel with us and Seabourn in 2026 and where we're all going to be going. But for those of you who want to travel with Robert and me this year aboard the Seabourn Quest in Alaska, come join us this August for the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. I promise you it's going to be filled with a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of adventures. And if you book before this Wednesday, April 30th, you can enhance your trip with suite upgrades and shipboard credits.
You can choose from either the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. Go get all the information today to book your travels on our website, rmworldtravel.com. Click on the top of the homepage. It says, Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. Secure your spot with us and start packing, folks.
All right, today's personal connection is going to mix American presidential history with art and travel. Sounds interesting, right? Well, we thought so. As we head back to the show hotline, we're going to welcome Ulysses Grant Dietz, the great-great-grandson of President Ulysses Grant. He spent most of his professional life in the arts and is the chief curator emeritus for the Newark Museum of Art in New Jersey.
Ulysses, good morning. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
All right, so listen, as the youngest of the 41 great-great-grandchildren of President Ulysses S. Grant and his wife Julia, you continue to honor his legacy in several ways. The first one I want to point out to everyone is what you're doing tomorrow here at Grant's Tomb in New York City, which is at 122nd Street and Riverside Drive on Manhattan's west side. April 27th was your great-great-grandfather's birthday, so I want you to share what you do on this date each year, why you do it, and how important it is to you.
Well, I do it every year if I can. It's a busy season, so I'm not always here, but I was determined to do it this year because I've been doing it for 35 years. And I give a short speech, 3-5 minutes to represent the family. And that's really all it is. I don't talk about the military. I don't talk about the politics. I talk about the family.
Oh, wow, that's very inspiring. And I think that's terrific that you do that to continue, you know, some sort of the legacy there for everyone. So, you know, President Grant, and I know you know this, was no stranger to travel. You know, his wife and First Lady Julia accompanied him on many of his international trips. They took a famous diplomatic world tour. And I find it so interesting that she was right by his side. And at the time, back in the 1870s, that's unusual. Travel was difficult anyway. It was more challenging. So talk with us about them. They were certainly a travel power couple.
Well, I think indeed that they are still to this day the most traveled first couple in the history of the country. And they did this consistently for, what was it, 2.5 years? Mm-hmm. And I've read Julia's memoirs and her description of it. And all I think about is the luggage and the clothing, because she rode camels. I mean, all of it with corsets and voluminous skirts. And I just can't, the men, you know, nothing has much changed except they wore neckties all the time. She, being with her husband, made them both happy. And she enjoyed this trip. They were curious about the world and they learned the way most people don't get to.
It's just so interesting to me. And I believe there are photographs of this tour at the Presidential Museum, correct?
There are probably albums that I haven't seen, but I know there are historic photographs that have surfaced of them in various different places. Julia kept an album of signed photographs of the heads of state that they visited as they went around the world. And I owned that originally, but I've given it to the presidential library because I thought it was too cool just to keep floating around my house.
Oh, you're very generous. And then, of course, the library, I would love for you to share. It's located not where he was born in Ohio, but it's located actually in Mississippi on the campus of Mississippi State, correct, in Starkville?
Yes, indeed. And I'm a vice president of the library, at least now, unless they oust me. And I've been there since they decided to make it into a presidential library. It ended up in Mississippi because Mississippi State wanted it. And what I say by it, I mean the presidential library is an archive with artifacts and objects related to U.S. Grant and his family and his legacy. And Mississippi State has been enormously supportive financially and in other resources in terms of promoting this. And, of course, Mississippi is not an insane idea because Vicksburg in Mississippi was the turning point in the Civil War and in his career. Mm-hmm. So the state has sort of embraced that historical
moment.
Well,
absolutely.
Right, I really
and
like
Ulysses,
that.
A
yeah,
lot of people are listening.
That.
We have a number of affiliates down there through the Super Talk group, and you know they're very happy when we're talking Mississippi for sure. So I want to go in this direction with you because you know we talk a lot on this show about travel as a connector and a uniter. What a privilege it is to have the freedom to travel, you know, learn new things, experience history and different cultures. We're told that you visited nearly every Grant site here in the United States. Ulysses, you know, so I want you to talk about a few of the sites that you would encourage our show fans right now tuned in around the country to go visit and what you hope that if they do, that they'll understand and appreciate after traveling to see some of these Grant sites around the U.S.
I can think of one, actually the one closest to Detroit, which is brand new and may not be open, and I haven't been there yet. But you can start at his birthplace in southwestern Ohio in Point Pleasant and his childhood home, which is now open to the public. And you get a sense of how he grew up, the kind of community he grew up in. There's a lot of mythology, which that will dispel. But then you also you make a sort of a leap to the villa in Galena, Illinois, which is like 3 miles southwest of Chicago, which is a lovely suburban house that was a gift after he won the Civil War and went back to Galena where he'd been living. And that's a wonderful house, beautifully maintained with all of its original stuff. And then you sort of leap across time because a lot of his Gilded Age houses, except for the White House, are all gone. But the place he died, which is a summer cottage that was attached to a hotel complex up near Saratoga, New York, where he went to finish his memoirs and die. And that was only the course of the matter of a month. But it's an extraordinarily well-maintained and interpreted site that I'm very fond of.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to... Let's go this direction. I want to talk about you, Ulysses, right now. Yeah, you've had this illustrious career in arts, as Mary mentioned in your setup, notably as the chief curator of the Newark Museum of Arts in New Jersey. You know, in many ways, we believe there's a synergy in art and travel. And specifically what I mean is, you know, both have the ability to transform people and keep folks...
Questioning things
differently. Yeah. That's probably a good way to put it. Yeah. So this is a big question, right? What do both art and travel mean to you on a personal level? And how would you describe their power to transform and enhance our life experiences?
Well, I'm a totally biased answer to that because I spent my whole life as a curator encouraging people from all over the country to come to my museum and look at the way we look at the world through the objects in the collection. But it certainly is the way I approach travel. No matter whether I go someplace I'm familiar or go someplace that's totally new and quite foreign to me, the first thing I want to do is to go to the museums and see their cultural artifacts in the context of the country I'm in. And I'm in both Europe and in Asia, and I am always inspired by seeing the way a country presents its own material culture. Now, that's a real curator's answer, but the traveling to new places and seeing museums in new places are two things that have been central to my life since I was a teenager.
And is there an area of the world that you have been particularly inspired from an art standpoint? I know you love ceramics, but is there one area of the world that really sort of did it for you?
Well, you know, I feel very cliched, but, you know, London and Paris, I was a French major in college, and so London and Paris are two of my favorite cities, and I know that's pretty trite, but and I've spent my life trying to catch up and going to the big cities. I got to say, last year, I took my daughter to Japan with a friend of hers so that I could do museums and she could shop for clothing. And I was blown away by Japan because I came home with an understanding that I didn't have just from living here and hearing about Japan.
Yeah.
But I did go to the museums and looked at Japanese things in the context of those museums. So, you know, that's the most recent. So that's pretty powerful in my memory. But it's sort of been, you know, I almost like everywhere I go, I'm always inspired by wherever it is I see, because new things, even although I'm not as young as I was, new things continue to excite me and engage me.
Oh, I love
sort
that.
Really quick question on this, and then we have to say goodbye to you. With 41 great-great-grandchildren, you know, it has to be a pretty big place that you all get together if that happens at all.
Well, the honest truth is we don't all get together all the time because a lot of these descendants I don't know, and I was the last one born. And the first one was born in the 1920s, and I've met a bunch of them over the years through the auspices of other people. And I keep in touch with a good many of my cousins because they're second and third cousins across that. But I'm also very interested in the new generation.
Yeah, it's a big number nonetheless. Yeah. Well, Ulysses, very nice connecting with you today. Our best to you, and good luck with the speech tomorrow.
Well, thank you so much for this. It was great to talk to you.
Oh, likewise. What an honor. Thank you so much.
Take care. You
all
too.
The best. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, well, there goes the great-great-grandson of our 18th president, Ulysses Grant Dietz.
I think it's terrific. He's carrying the legacy on of the family.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, very much so. So good luck to him on Sunday. When we return after this bottom of the hour break, the show rundown says Rudy will be ready for the right stuff. We'll see about that. The Museum Gallery is also had about 20 minutes with us, folks. Thanks for being part of the program, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's some sale for MyPillow. Because some big box stores didn't come through for the MyPillow folks this spring, they're passing that savings on to you with no middleman. You'll get the wholesale prices on their famous Giza Dreams and Percale bed sheets. That's 50% off. For example, the Percale king size is just $34.98, and the queen size is just $29.98. This won't last long. When they're gone, they're gone. Free shipping options are available, too. Go to MyPillow.com/carry and use code CARRY or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at MyPillow.com/carry. When you work out, do you like to include an energy drink? Maybe you're going to be working in the garden during spring fix-up, and you might get a little thirsty. Maybe you need an energy drink. Well, we know of delivery drivers and others who have long commutes who like energy drinks. It's great for teachers, too. And with all the travel we do, we certainly know they're great for travel as well. Whatever energy you currently have, get rid of it and make the switch to the next generation in energy drinks called Rev 7. That's REV7. Mike Lindell and the MyPillow team have joined the effort to make America healthy again, and their new Rev 7 energy drink is a home run. Powered by Go BHB, it contains no caffeine and no sugar. It comes in great flavors such as lemonade, green apple, and blueberry citrus, and it's also vegan. Just as a great MyPillow gives you a restful night, R7 is made to power your days even after a red-eye flight. When you compare it to other energy drinks like Monster, Red Bull, and others, this beats them all across the board. No stimulants here either, but you'll still sharpen your focus and be at your best all day. And when you use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, you'll save 30% and can get the new, all-new Rev 7 energy drink for as low as $9.99. This offer won't last, so order today. And you can also save on so many other MyPillow products like Percale bed sheets for as low as $25, kitchen towels for as low as $9.99, premium MyPillows for as low as $19.98, and so much more. Just use the promo code CARRY at MyPillow.com/carry for all the show savings, or find a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, I'm sure you know the groundbreaking HBO television series called The Sopranos that ran for 7 seasons beginning in 1999. Present at the beginning was my next guest, Mark Kamine, who was working hard to make his way in the movie business as a location scout way back in 1999. Location scout's a guy who finds places where movies or TV shows can film. It was a start of a career climb that today finds him as, get this, executive producer of another very popular HBO series called The White Lotus. In 2022, he won an Emmy for his work on White Lotus, whose third season recently concluded with much publicity, I might add. Mark also has a new book, so we invited him aboard for our Write Stuff segment to talk about it. Its title is On Locations, subtitled Lessons Learned from My Life on Set with The Sopranos in the Film Industry. Mark, welcome to the show. At the very end of your book, you tease the possibility about a book about your work on White Lotus. I'm going to ask you to stay for a second segment to discuss that series a bit, but let's start with The Sopranos. Finding locations for shooting sounds, to me, sounds sort of interesting and easy. But in your book, you also paint a picture of a job that's a logistical nightmare requiring the finesse of a diplomat. Can you flesh it out a little for us?
Sure. I mean, I started, as you said, as a location scout and a location assistant. Scouting is really the first step. You know, you get a script and a bunch of individuals go out separately and get assigned certain things, maybe a work store, maybe a mobster's mansion, maybe a site to dump a body. And, you know, you take the instructions from maybe the production designers are usually in charge of the first steps, the visual look, or the location manager, depending on who's around. And you basically go around knocking on doors and driving wherever you think you might find a proper location. And then at that point, at the time that I started, it was actually photographs that got printed at a lab and put into a folder and shown to the designer, the director. And from there, that team visits sites. Eventually one is chosen. And then a location manager, which at the time of The Sopranos I was, sort of steps in to arrange logistically getting the film company into the location. And that involves permissions from counties, towns, parks departments, police, owners of properties, and you're dealing with permits and contracts, and then you're sort of monitoring the shoot as it goes along.
And you're also dealing with cranky neighbors and cranky businesses around who don't like all the trucks and the lights and the people taking up parking places that you guys need. We only have a minute and a half left for this segment, Mark. But the house that Tony Soprano lived in, quote unquote, was somebody's private home, and I gather that was a very delicate negotiation over the years.
Yes, I mean the pilot was shot there. They put lights up on the roof. It's a bit of an invasion when a film company comes. And this was a very particular homeowner. He was a builder of high-end homes. He considered his house a kind of showpiece. And he didn't like what went on the shoot just because of, it's hard to imagine when you haven't seen it what happens on the day of filming. And he basically, when I showed up, the series got picked up. We're going to film here certainly for a year and maybe for a number of years if it becomes successful. He said, no way, I'm not interested, goodbye. And that's when the negotiations started.
Now, I know, by the way, those lights on the roof caused some damage right off the bat, as I recall in your book. But there's also a lot of negotiating going on. And you do, and in the 30 seconds we have left, you pay a location fee. There's something in it for the homeowner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and in that case, you know, he kind of had us over a barrel. 6 years later, you know, every season was a new negotiation and the prices climbed. And look, it was congenial in the sense that we had a relationship by then, but he was a businessman and it was a very successful show. And, you know, given that, you got to expect the price to go up.
Hugely successful show. Mark Kamine at the time was a location finder for the early days and most of the seasons of Sopranos, as I recall from the book. And he is now with The White Lotus as an executive producer. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Don't go away.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the show today, or in the house today. And this portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at MyStore.com. As RJ reminded you in our last hour, Mother's Day is coming in 2 weeks, so take the time today to order Mom something special. May we suggest a great place to find more than 500 products? MyStore.com. What we like about supporting them is that you're actually spending your hard-earned dollars with companies that support values important to all of us, not those giant tech websites, many of those big box stores, or other unfriendly retailers. Spend some time today on MyStore.com and use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, to save on all your purchases. Mike Lindell created this second company to support American entrepreneurs and bring manufacturing back to our country. MyStore.com offers great products from companies that don't have a way to market their products to reach you. Now they have a voice and a platform for all of us to support. You'll find all kinds of products covering the gamut, including automotive, bath and beauty, books and movies, clothing, food and drink, garden and patio, home improvement, household essentials, kitchen and dining, pets, religious, sports and outdoors, toys and games, and more. With Mother's Day ahead, or maybe a birthday anniversary or end of year school, spend your money with companies who love and support our country. Go to MyStore.com and be sure to use promo code CARRY to get a big savings as a show fan. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, before the break, we were in the middle of our Right Stuff segment discussing a new book by Mark Kamine called on locations, lessons learned from my life on the set with The Sopranos in the film industry. As the subtitle implies, Mark worked on all seasons of the hit HBO series The Sopranos, mainly as a location scout in and around the New York City and New Jersey area. It's not low in the totem pole. It's pretty near there, though. Well, Mrs. Kamine's son has done very well, and today he's an executive producer for the hit HBO series called The White Lotus. Mark, given that each of the three seasons took place in a resort hotel, Maui for the first season, Sicily, as I call it, in Italy for the second, and most recently the island of Koh Samui in southern Thailand, I'm guessing your years of location finding were instrumental in those decisions, correct?
Certainly in the figuring out the logistics and negotiating the deals. And in the first season, yeah, you know, we got a call from Mike White, the writer and director, creator of the series, that HBO was interested in doing something during the, you know, beginning of the pandemic that was location contained. And so I, along with Dave Bernad, Mike's creative producer, and Mike, started looking at hotels all around the world. So, you know, personally, I had a notion very early on, because I was the first one to start calling these places, of what sounded like a hotel that might go for this concept during a pandemic of getting a film crew in to do a show.
You guys closed down the Maui Four Seasons, didn't you?
Interestingly enough, when we started, it had been closed for 6 months. And in fact, a 400-room hotel, Mike, Dave, me, and my wife, Tana, showed up in September of 2020, being the first guests of the hotel since the pandemic started. And this staff was lined up in the front just cheering because they were getting business back for the four of us to be in this hotel by ourselves for a few weeks while Mike wrote the scripts and we figured out how to make the show.
Generally, fancy hotels really don't want anything that's very controversial about them, though I do remember way back long ago the hotel industry being shocked when the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills let them shoot some exteriors and interiors of the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills on Wilshire Boulevard for a movie involving a prostitute, Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. Now, your series has some pretty sexy scenes and some violent scenes. Can you, in a minute, tell me how you convinced them it's going to be okay?
I don't know. I guess it's the old any publicity is good publicity line. You know, over the years, I mean, I have had these discussions, and there is something to be said for publicity. You know,
yes.
Viewers are pretty sophisticated and understand that maybe the murders and the wild things that happen in White Lotus aren't necessarily the profile of the hotel. On the other hand, we certainly had people, you know, hear about the scripts or know the show and say, we're not interested. That's happened with Sopranos a lot. I mean, you know, as the show got more and more popular, people started to get nervous about having the show. And there were Columbia University and another college that we approached, and an entire county of New Jersey said, no, we're not interested to Sopranos at different points during the run of that show.
Well, I do know it paid off for the Beverly Hills in Four Seasons, Pretty Woman, despite the fact it dealt with a streetwalker. And I still sometimes walk in that lobby and hear people saying, you know, this is where they filmed part of Pretty Woman. And it's a big deal. Well, congratulations on your success with White Lotus. There's going to be a fourth season, right?
There is going to be a fourth season. We'll go scouting soon and figure out where we're going to land.
Mark Kamine's new book is called On Locations, Lessons Learned from My Life on Set with The Sopranos in the Film Industry. We'll be right back. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we get back to it, everyone, your favorite travel radio show is here once again. This hour, we've already had the National Communal Forum, Personal Connection. Rudy just had the right stuff. Now, Mary and I are shifting into the Museum Gallery, and we're sponsored by TakeLean.com/Carrie.
Are you a yo-yo dieter? You diet, lose weight, but gain it all back, plus a few extra pounds, then you lose it, and you regain it again and again. Not only is this frustrating, studies show it can increase your risk of heart attack, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and other health problems. Breaking free of your yo-yo diet pattern is a main reason doctors created Lean. This is a healthy supplement. It's not an injection, and you don't need a prescription. The science behind the product is impressive. It's studied natural ingredients target weight loss in three powerful ways. Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar, it helps control appetite and cravings, and it helps burn fat by converting fat into energy.
Here's the best news of all. As a show fam, we're going to help you get started with 20% off when you use promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com, or go to RMWorldTravel.com, click under sponsors.
Okay, today's museum gallery takes us to Dubuque, Iowa, along the banks of the Mississippi River. A Smithsonian affiliate, the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium, has a rare exhibit starting in just a few weeks that we want to share with you today, and we're going to do that right now as we bring in their CEO, Kurt Strand, with more.
Kurt, good morning. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time today for the museum gallery.
Yes, good morning.
Well, really
happy
appreciate
to be here.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
I think probably it's best if we start with the museum itself. You're located on 14 acres and opened in 2003. Love for you, if you would, to give the nation a snapshot of the purpose and vision of the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium.
Yeah, glad to. We are right on the Mississippi River where Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois meets. And as you said, a 14-acre campus, we focus on history, science, conservation. But we want to tell the story of rivers, of river towns, of history, and of conservation, all to help create a more knowledgeable and engaged citizen.
Well, and you have something very special coming up that I want to give you an opportunity to discuss. I believe it starts less than a month from now, May 24th, and it runs through September 14th. It will be a traveling exhibit. You're going to be the first facility in the Midwest to have it. This is a pretty rare exhibit, it looks like, Kurt. You must be thrilled to have it. Do tell.
I am very excited, and our members and guests have been talking about it for the last month or so. It's called Ice Dinosaurs, The Lost World of the Alaskan Arctic, and it's really featuring animals that they found up north of the Arctic Circle, dinosaurs. Some are cold-blooded, some are warm-blooded, some have feathers. They are new dinosaurs people may not have even heard about. Animatronic, and it tells the story of a dinosaur named Snowflake. But I've heard from one of the other organizations, it's only been to two other places, I believe, and the guests who saw it love it, and they've learned a lot, and have been surprised to see a dinosaur with feathers.
Yeah, very interesting. It looks terrific, so I'm sure it'll do well for you. So a lot of schools across the country incorporate river study with local field trips into their curriculum. It's very common in fourth grade. Your museum is clearly the pinnacle of a river study field trip. Local students who live there are very lucky. So just share one or two examples of maybe, I want to talk a little bit about the permanent collection that you have, something that's of historical significance to sort of entice our listeners to come visit.
Sure. So we have so many students come visit throughout the school year. We reach about 40,000 throughout with school trips, but also just coming with parents and families, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And a couple of the hallmarks, one might be belt-driven machine shop from the 1890s that made marine engines, so motors for boats. And then they closed down for about 70 years. But it's part of an exhibit called River of Innovation that shows how the river, especially the Mississippi River and the watersheds and everything else, have created innovation. The nice thing about this exhibit, then you get into some hands-on STEM activities, science, technology, engineering, math. Then we have a makerspace and a boat shop. So there's a number of different things for those who are interested in that. As just as one example, I think one of the hallmarks, though, that everybody loves from 3 to 103 is the Mississippi River Center, which focuses on the Mississippi River watershed and all the plants and animals and items that are in that. It contains 31 states, two Canadian provinces. We have otters with an outdoor otter exhibit that is just almost complete, will be finished. Paddlefish, which are now only really found in the Mississippi River watershed. Trout stream, we're in the driftless region. I could go on and on. But
well, let me
I
ask you about that
really
something,
exciting.
Kurt, because, you know, you just mentioned the Mississippi River Center. Actually, Mary and I, as we were preparing for the show, you know, we actually saw you're in the middle of a renovation. This also includes a 30-foot multi-level trout stream. So what else, you know, is coming for visitors there?
Yeah, that trout stream is amazing, and it's been built internally from our exhibits team, and it's telling the story of trout, which are resident to Iowa. Mm-hmm. But also the neat thing about the trout stream is because this is the area the glaciers didn't hit. So it's very unique with bluffs and with a lot of little rivers and everything else. Close to that, we're telling the infrastructure story with lock and dams. And then as you move a little further through our property, our otters, two orphaned otters that now are maybe fan favorites from anybody who comes here. They love to see the otters, and we're telling their story, how they were on the endangered list, and now they're not anymore. Just a lot of great things about the types of fish and animals.
Well, let me
have 250 species, by the way, here. So.
I want to give folks right now the website so that they know how they can come visit and plan their own trip there. Just rivermuseum.org is the place to go, rivermuseum.org. And, Kurt, we really appreciate it. Very informative. Good luck with the ice dinosaurs. Love that. And enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, and I enjoyed it.
Take care.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, well, there is the museum gallery for today on the Mississippi River. Folks, if you go, let us know. We would appreciate that very much. So we hope all of you also enjoy a pleasant rest of the weekend. Until next week, when we're back on Saturday, May 3rd at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and May and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.